This is Erie Street, a podcast by Matriarch and Queensland Theatre. Join us today for a bonus episode, a conversation with our young writers, whose stories can be heard on the podcast Erie Street. We're going to discuss what inspired them and what they learned from the writing experience and the horror storytelling genre.
I'm particularly pleased with the drafting you've done on the story. Because from that first draft to here, it's light years difference. And I think what you've come up with is actually going to translate really, really well into an audio story.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of ambiguity in it, there's a lot of space in it, but there's a lot of lovely detail and kind of emotion in it that kind of wasn't there in those early drafts, right?
Yeah.
So you should be pretty chuffed with that. And I hope you are. Yeah. And I hope you've enjoyed the process. But I just want to ask you a couple of questions about the project and stuff as we finish up. So tell me, what was the most challenging part of doing this project?
The word limit. That.
So you felt restricted by the form?
Yeah.
So why is it hard to write a short story?
I write short stories, but I don't think I've ever written one that short. My short stories are around 1,000 words, maybe more. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. And do you think there was a difference between writing for a story that you knew you were going to kind of perform as it like to record?
I think that definitely influenced it, because I had to write it, like you said, as I'm telling it. Cause it's hard to explain. Like, a lot of my stories that I write by myself, you read it and then you see it. But for me to be able to speak it, I had to write on a different kind of level, which was interesting, because I've never done that before.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And tell me about the kind of location you decided to choose to set your story in.
When I got told that I had to write a short story on a horror film based on a real location, my brain instantly went to the train station, because I don't hear many horror stories at the train station, but it's such a spooky place. One, for like, so many accidents can happen there, and it just gives off an eerie feeling, especially at night.
And it's a real place? It's near where you live?
Yeah, I live down the road from it.
Have you, are you looking forward to sharing this story with people who also know where that train station is?
Yeah.
Once we've recorded it?
Yep.
I wonder if you might talk to me a bit about, were there any positives or negatives about trying to set a story somewhere so close to where you actually live?
I thought it'd be a really good idea because I knew the train station and that's where a lot of my detail came from. Like, I could walk down there, see it, and then write it. Like, I didn't have to imagine what it was like. So to be able to write what I was seeing was pretty cool. So I found that a really cool positive to write somewhere I knew.
And do you think you're the first Australian writer to have written a story about that specific train station?
I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever written a book about Walloon Station. There's nothing special about it, I suppose. Like, nothing weird's happened there. So I might be.
There you go. That could be your claim to fame. Although I think that if people hear this story, they may or may not want to ever go to Walloon Station having it. So the board of tourism may be in touch to ask you to remove yours from the thing. I can't remember whether this story is... Was it your grandmother?
Yeah.
Where did this story come from?
This story? Well, it was kind of... So my nana used to go to that school. That's where it all started. And then it's turned into a hospital and it's just freaked me out how they could turn a school into a hospital.
And is it still there?
Yeah, and like they're building it at the moment. It's really freaky. But also kind of did stem too from the other hospital that we had, which is now turned into apartments and people are living in it. It's just, yeah.
And so do you think, yeah, I suppose as a writer, do you think there was something interesting in that idea of sort of, yeah, the history of place and spaces? And
yeah, it was just, it was cool to think about what is going to happen in there and, like, what has happened, like, because it was a school, like, way back when, like, what was the terrible things that school, like, happened in schools back then? And, like, just think about all the horror stories that, like, happened in hospitals. They're terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place for a horror setting for a horror story.
Yeah.
And I suppose I wonder, yeah, I wonder if you could talk to me a bit about, like, What is it felt like? You know, obviously we kept asking you to kind of pick a place nearby or close to home or in your town or whatever. Like, how has that been as a writer? Like, was that useful or not useful? Was that inspiring or interesting? Like,
I think it was helpful because at the start I'm like, what am I going to write about? Like, because horror is such like a, it's just a wide genre. Like, there's so much you could do. And I think helping choose a place really helped to choose, like, the tone and what type of horror story we were going to write. Like, it just helped to set everything in motion.
And do you think that the place that you've chosen to set it, are you excited about people who live in your, you know, who know that place to hear the story?
Yeah, I just don't know. It's not very specific, but, like, if I told them what it was about, they'd probably find it a bit creepy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure lots of people can kind of relate to that idea of, yeah, a kind of knowing the history of the place you are now, whether that's a school or a hospital or a town hall or whatever, just like, yeah, being intrigued by the idea of like what ghosts are here, real or not.
Yeah.
You know, I think people will definitely lean into that. And I suppose in terms of how have you found the challenge of writing an audio story, like for a podcast, rather than a scene in a play or like a prose piece stand in as homework?
I'm not the best short story writer. Like, I'm not a lover of short story writing, but like when I saw this, I was like, oh, that would be cool. I can like improve my writing, rah, rah, rah. But it was kind of good knowing that it was an audio story because it was kind of just like a monologue to me kind of thing.
Yeah, great.
Like, it was being read, so like I didn't really think of it as like a short story. Like, it was more like, oh, I'm speaking it, so like it'll be, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's true, and I think particularly in this last draft, you've really embraced that idea of, having a story that is going to be quite fun for an audience or a listener. Like you talked about it being a bit of a mystery or a puzzle for them to solve. I think you really nailed that. All right, cool. Well, that's all really. So the next steps of the process are we've got the recording. Scott and I work with the sound designer to put the package together. We'll send it across to you so you can hear it before it gets kind of broadcast into the world. But there isn't a lot of time for back and forth, so I hope you like what we do with the sound designer. But that stuff is just to support the storytelling. There won't be mad loads of stuff in there. And then I presume we'll kind of all regroup maybe once it's all kind of packaged up, and then probably do some sort of get together on Zoom when we launch them at Halloween or something, I think we might do. But I want to, you know, just before we go, you know, I want to say a big thanks for all your hard work over the last couple of months. Like I said, it's been real, really great to, hear all your writing, and I think you nailed it tonight, so you should be really, really pleased.
You know where we did that writing exercise, and I wrote this, it was like a text, and we had to like read it off a text. Yeah. Well, I just got influenced over that and then just started somehow making a story about like a grandma visiting from a house and just like someone scary that you know, like that's not really your mother.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah. There was something about writing a horror story about mistaken identity or someone who you think you know that really that captured your imagination. And you know that you ended up sitting in the attic, which obviously you ended up kind of putting a lot of work into that. So can you tell me a bit about why you decided to set it in, like, in that setting?
Well, I just pretty much just got a bunch of ideas off my head, and I just reckon like in a house all alone in an attic is just a brilliant scary place to just set a young boy who's just scared and doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah, you got pretty good bang for your buck in terms of storytelling there, I think, haven't you? And can you tell me about what's it been like writing something that you know was supposed to be recorded rather than kind of read by other people? Did that make it any different for you?
Well, it just gave me like more confidence and like learning from me being nervous to like just conquering this stage, which is really good. And I just, I felt great.
Thank you for listening to Eerie Street. We live, work, create and play and perform on Aboriginal land. In all things, Matriarch and Queensland Thea acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and pay respects to elders past and present. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land.